Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Zayin, and we get into the world of Breira. The world of Breira, four or five places in Shas where the sugi comes up. One of the more complex sugis to learn Be'iyun. The Marshal writes in Maseches Bava Kama, where he has 12 prakim all about Breira. In the middle of the Masechta, he says this sugi, according to the pasuk in Iyov, is arucha minam. Right, it's larger, longer than the sea, and wider than the expanses in the world, putting all the cases together. So we'll just try to get a couple of ha'aris and opinions about the sugyas of Breira that come up. Again, Erevin Lamed Zayin is one of the major sugyas that discuss it. So what is the case? What is the sugya? So let's start with the Gemara on Lamed Vav Mabez, the line after the two dots. Amar Rav. That's where the sugya starts. The two dots, that was related to yesterday's daf. Amar Rav. Says the Gemara, Lesa Lamasnisan Midetani Ayo. We argue with our Mishnah. Because we have Ayo, and Ayo argues with our Mishnah. Which aspect of our Mishnah? You remember, our Mishnah spoke about setting an Erev Tchum, and one is not sure which side of the Erev one wants to use, so I'm going to put it on both sides, and I'm going to make it the following clause. If a chacham comes to the from the east, I want to go to the east. Come from the west, I want to go to the west. If not, I want to stay home. If he comes from both, I'm going to choose. What are all the different conditions that one could mention in terms of trying to set an Erev Tchum? So, at the moment that the Erev Tchum needs to be figured out, which is Bein HaShemashos, right when Shabbos starts, you don't know which way is going to go. I don't know if I'm going to need the east, the west, none of them, and yet it works. How does that work? It's still eino mevurar. It's not clear exactly which Erev is going to be effective. The Mishnah says it still works. That's the sugya of Breira. Breira in a line means when something is unclear at present, but in the future it will be clarified. Are we allowed to see that clarification already in the past, even before it happens? Are we allowed to throw it back retroactively that right now it ain't no muvurar, in the future it's going to become muvurar, oh, I can already see the roots of the future in the past. That's Breira. Yesh Breira means I'm allowed to see that. Ein Breira means I'm not allowed to see that. Yesh Breira and Ein Breira. So the Gemara assumes that Yesh Breira is the shita of our Mishnah, in that the Mishnah holds that I'm allowed to have this unclear situation and it's still going to work, being that it's going to clear up later. So that's what our Mishnah says. So Rav says it must be that we don't hold like our Mishnah because we have a brisa against our Mishnah. Leisa lemasnisan midetani ayo. We are against our Mishnah. We hold against our Mishnah because of Ayo, Detani Ayo, because Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that was talking in our Mishnah, right towards the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them's your Rebbe, you follow your Rebbe. But either way, he was in the Mishnah. So we hold against that. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masnal Shnei Devarim Ke'echad. A person cannot make a Tanai on two possibilities. Ella im bachacham lemizrach eruv alamizrach. Im bachacham lemayrav eruv alamayrav. What you could say is, if a chacham comes to the east, by Erev is going to be in the east or west and west. Aval lakan lakan lo. You can't do them both. Can't do them both. That's a problem of Breira. Says the Gemara, Maishtal lakan lakan delo de ain Breira lemizrach lemayrav nami ain Breira. What's the difference between the different cases? If it's not clear right now, it doesn't matter if you're having both elements or one element. If it's not clear, it's not clear. So why should one work even within the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Kfar Bachacha, in the Brisa, the Kfar Bachacha. Rabbi Yochanan says that in the case of the Brisa, that it works, it's a case where the Chacham already came to a town, but I'm not sure which town he came to. He's in the town, either east or west of my city. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to find out which town he already came to. I just don't know right now. So that's not a case of Breira. That's a case that I am lacking information of something that happened right now. Breira means there's something in the future that's going to happen, and how does that influence the present status? But Kfar Bachacham, if it already came, then it is not an issue. So the Gemara at this stage says, we'll reject our Mishnah because the Brisa has a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda there says, Ein Breira, you're not allowed to use this case of possibilities. It only works if Kfar Bachacham. Period. Sorry? Lakan Lakan In which case, if Lakan Lakan Lo, it would not work if it's both, because that's a case of Brera. The only case that would work is Kfar Bachacham. If the Chacham had already come and it's just what Rashi calls a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, when I hear about it. But the other case is that he did not come yet, it's not going to work. What if you do, maybe this is what you're asking, what if you just make it one tonight? Well, I shouldn't say the word yet. What if I just say, I'm going here if he comes, and if not, I'm not going to go. Is that Brera? So that the Rishonim say is not Brera. That's the Sugya of Tznoim. Whenever this comes up, we mention that there are three Sugyas that overlap in Shas that the Rishonim try to figure out what the difference is. Two out of three here, the Rishonim here discuss also, what's the difference between Brera, which Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amora, Machlokas Rishonim, how we paskin, where many say Ein Brera, it does not work, you do not see the roots of the future in the past, versus a Tanai. Making a condition on something. If it rains tomorrow, I'll marry you. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I won't marry you. Isn't that Brera? I'm doing the Maisa Kiddushin today, and something's not clear in the future. And I'm putting that back into the past. So what's the difference between Tanaim, which do work, which are major Dafim in Maseches Kiddushin, it's even in the Torah, right? Tanaim B'nei Godah B'nei Ruvain, versus Brera, which many say does not work. What's the difference between Tanai and Brera? That's what the Rishonim ask. They don't ask so much, but the other third related sugya is the sugya of Asmachta. As we know, I commit to something today based on a future event. I put money, all gambling cases come out of Asmachtas, issues, right? I'm going to put down money today based on who wins tomorrow. So again, that's a future event with ramifications for the past of what's going to happen in the past. And there are issues. Is it Gezel Durabanan, not Gezel Durabanan? So all those three cases, Asmachta, Tznai, and Brera, have to be discussed in one breath. Either way, but specifically, the Rishonim say, what's the difference between Tznai and Brera? Right, I'm allowed to make a condition. If the Chacham comes, great. If not, not. That I'm allowed to do. But I'm not allowed to say, if the Chacham comes to the east, this is going to be the answer. If the Chacham comes to the west, this is going to be the answer. If, what's the difference? So the Rishonim deal with this. Rashi, in Maseches Gittin on Daf Chaf Hei Amabez, and Tosis quotes Rashi on the next Amud, Daf Lama Zayin on Aleph right here. Rashi says the difference is whether it's in your control. Whether it's in your control to do it. If it's in your control, then that's more of a Tanai. She'adam masne beget, Rashi there's talking about cases of Gittin. She'biyado l'kaimam v'dayto l'kaimam. Both two things. It's biyado and vidaito. Kishamasna aleim. Ukishiniskaima tanai have a getlam afreya. Tahasam laftime emishim brerahu. Avalhacha ain biyado. Ubishasa tanai hu suffik. Vatanai miskayeme elov. Elov mishim brerahu have a get me chayim. Rashi seems to say the difference is whether it's in my ability to do it and in my knowledge and my plan to do it. That's what Rashi says. That does not work, one second, does not work for all the cases though. Because there are some cases that are out of my condition, like the case of rain, l'chora, and it would work. Right? It would work. But the case, you're allowed to make any condition you want. So, wouldn't it? The Gemara talks about cases similar to that, and the Rishonim deal with it. You can make whatever condition that you want. But that's Rashi, which solves many cases, but Rishonim, Tosfos right here, Lama Zayin Aleph, wonders that it does not solve every case of Brera. So the other chiluk that's mentioned by the Ramban in Maseches Gittin, there on Daf Chaf Hei Amabez, one of the other major sugyas of Brera, is how many quote-unquote conditions are I making? Am I making Tanai on two options or one option? If yes, yes. If no, no. That's a Tanai. If yes, this. If no, that. That's Brera. Right? If he comes to the east, I'll go to the east. If he comes to the west, I'll go to the west. That's Brera. If he comes to the east, I'm going. If he doesn't come to the east, I'm not going. That's Tanai. Says the Ramban, it depends how many conditions one makes. Let's read it. V'zeh aklal, sh'ani omer bebreira. Kol davar shetna'o. And he has one other idea as well, but let's just read it. Kol davar shetna'o bimaisa t'nai shetala t'nai bedavar echad umaisa echad afal pi shetna'o bimaisa achirim hareza kayam. Kagon kito shal shchiv mirah. Let's every omer megureshes l'mafreya. A shchiv mirah says that if he dies from this illness, the get should be a get today. So his wife does not fall to chalitza. Right? Whichever wife comes out of the door first, that's the one that this get is going to go to. Ve'im lav lo yehe get. Shem niskayim atanai harei ze get. Ma zeh dom? Where lo omer li isha? Harei at mukudeshes liyabana she yeredu kshamim. Mikan ve'elach v'alamed yom. Em yeredu v'adam mukudeshes. Kamo she'omer b'yushalmi. Aval ein adam masna al beiz dvarim. Kagon. Le'eza she'teitzei mipesach tchila. If Sarah comes out first, she's divorced. If she doesn't, she's not divorced. That's a tenai and that works. But whichever wife comes out first, that's the get. That would require brera. Like the Yiftach case, whatever comes out first. Kegon Shnei Lukin Shani Asa LaHafrich, which we'll get to soon. Shari Efsha Shi Yischalifa Maisa. Who knows what's going to happen? There are different ideas. Ve'ein Daito Nivreres Mishar Rishona L'Davarze She'ira. That is the Ramban's Chilik. He has other ideas, but that is the Ramban's main one. Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi about whether it's Biyadi and Daiti L'Kayim versus the Ramban, which discusses Masna al Shtei Dvarim. Again, that also has issues with it. There are cases that it's not Mashna on our Mishnah. That might have cases that work sometimes. Either way, that is some of the issues of Tanai versus Breira, and Asmachta is something totally different. I do an action now, not totally different, but it's can be categorized a little differently. I do an action now. Something is out of my control. The question is, do I have da'as for it? It's similar, but it's based on a future event which I have no control of. Similar to the case of the Chacham coming, but that's what related mostly in Dini Mamanis cases. That's where Asmachta comes up. Good. One other Ha'ara. I saw some Rishonim bring up. How does this sugya relate to a fourth case? The Kal HaOmed cases. Kal HaOmed Lizro Kazarak Dami. Kal HaOmed Ligzo is Kagazas Dami. Anything that is Omed to be cut is as if it's cut off already. Anything that's Omed to, Kal HaOmed to land is as if it's landed already. Right? If I, in cases, Kal HaOmed LaKabal Kamakubal Dami. Cases of, Kabbalah Saddam. Comes up in many places when you're allowed to see a future destiny, something that is going to happen, you're allowed to see it already right now. So is that similar to Breira? I'm taking something in the future that didn't happen yet, and I'm saying it's happening now. As I saw there's one of the Achronim mentioned that maybe it's just the opposite of Breira, the Kol HaOmed cases. Kol HaOmed mochichim es ha-befoal mei ha-bekoach. What am I doing? I'm taking what actually is going to occur, and I say it's as if it occurred right now. Didn't occur yet. And I don't even have to wait for it to occur. Right now, that the future is going to happen. It's going to be cut. It's going to be harvested. I give it the status as if it's harvested right now. Kol HaOmed Ligzos Kagazos Dami. Kol HaOmed, right, if an avid's going to get a haircut, he has long hair, right, or fingernails. Kol HaOmed Ligzos, if somebody has long fingernails, is that a chatzitza to go to the mikvah? Kol HaOmed Ligzos Kagazos Dami. Do I say that principle? As if it's cut already. A future reality, I say already occurred. I don't have to wait for it. That is ki'ilu huzarek. But by Breira, it's the opposite. Shemochichin es habakoach me'apoel. I have to wait till it happens. And once it happens, then I can throw back to right now. Now, I am deciding right now, based on what's going to happen there, once it happens, I'm able to affect the potential. So it's not exactly, it's going in a different direction, but that's kol ha'omed, kegazos dami or not. Okay, there are many chilukim within Breira. We'll get to that by the Shem a little later on. So let's continue though now on today's daf. So the Gemara said that our Mishnah is assuming Breira. How does that relate to the other sugi as we just mentioned? But the Gemara says that it must be that we reject the idea of Yesh Breira because of Ayo. Ayo quotes Rabbi Yehuda as saying Ein Breira. The only case that works is Kfar Ba Chacham, where everything already took place. I just don't know what took place, so that is where we would say it works, because that's not Breira. That's just, as Rashi says on the third wide line, Kishenishma lo gilui milsa ba'almahu. It's just gilui milsa. Veinzu smach al Breira safik. Okay, so says the Gemara now, a few lines to the bottom, Adarabah, just the opposite, lesa lida ayo mimasnisan. Why do you reject the Mishnah because of the Brice of Ayo? Why don't you reject the Brice of Ayo because of our Mishnah? Mishnah is usually more authoritative than a Braisa. So why do we reject the Mishnah? The Gemara says, Lo Sagadaitach. No, we don't assume that. Why? Because we have another source. The Hashamina Leila Reb Yehuda de Lesley Breira. We have another source where Reb Yehuda does not hold a Breira. So that supports Ayo and is against our Mishnah. So it's not just based on Ayo, it's based on another source. Where do we have this? De Tanya. This is a Tosefta in Mesechas Demai. You see how many times this is quoted in Shas? About 8 times. So the Tanya. Halokeach yayin mibein akusim. Somebody buys wine from kusim. Meaning people who you assume did not take off Chumus or Maestra. Somebody bought from kusim. Wine. Are you allowed to buy wine from kusim? Rashi points out on the bottom, this is before the Gzeir of Stam Yenam. Before the Gzeir of Stam Yenam, so we're not, no issues of the kusi touching the wine. And Stam Kusim says, Rashi lo mifreshi truma, just like Ame Haaretz. I'm sorry, not exactly like Ame Haaretz. Ame Haaretz, the sugis of Tzmai, as we know, they do take off truma gadola, they don't take off other maestras. A kusi, Rashi says, aren't mifreshi truma at all. And the added important factor, the ein laza kelim lahafrish l'tocha truma meiser, and the Yisrael who wants to take a drink of the wine doesn't have any kelim to pour the wine into. He wants to take off trumas and meisers. I don't have any kelim to pour it into. Toast bali tosfis in a few places say no. It's not talking about that. It's 3 minutes before Shabbos. You don't have enough time to be mafrish. So either way, you can't do it. Either because you don't have the kelim or you don't have enough time. So what do? Says the Brisa. Omer. Maybe a person could say, Shnei Lugin Sha'ani Yasa Lahafrish, the two Lugin, which I am going to be Mafrish once I get a Kli, or after Shabbos, Hare Hein Shuma. 2 out of 100, right? 1/50th, which is, 2/50th, which is, the Mida Beinonis. Remember, the Sugyas and Mesecha, the Mishnayas and Shuma say, when Mida Araisa, there is no Shir for how much Shuma I have to take off. There's no shear. How much truma? Meiser, by definition, is a tenth. How much truma? So it's either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, depending on my ayin. Whether I have an ayin tova, ayin raso, ayin beinonis, right? That's 1/50th, 2 out of 100. So, omer, shnei lugin, shani asa, lahafish, ayin truma. So two of the lugin are truma. Asara, meiser, rishon. Asara, what's the one I have 98 left? So then 10 of those is Meiser Rishon. Tosas points out it's not exactly 10, because once it's 98, 10% of 98 is only 9.8. But it says 10 to round off. Doesn't really mean exactly 10. But, you know, 10% of what's left is Meiser Rishon. Tisha. And then once you take off 10 of that, you have about 88 or 90 left. Tisha Meiser Sheni. That a tenth of what's left is Meiser Sheni. It's all, I didn't do anything physical yet. All I did was the declaration. And then, umiyachal v'shosu miyad, and then I start drinking. Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that once you make this declaration, before you actually are mafrish, you're allowed to drink. Seemingly because, yesh breira. I'm allowed to take the future event of when I am actually mafrish. I'm allowed to see the roots of that right now. And therefore, that's why I'm allowed to drink right now. It's as if it's hufrash already. What does the word mechal or miyachal mean? That is also a machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said it's missing a lamed. It should be, it's as if it means mechalel. What do? You say this whole declaration, and then you're mechalel, the ma'os, the ma'is sheni, on the kedusha onto money that you have in your house, so you get rid of that kedusha. That's what Rashi says, that is second line on top. Umechal ma'iser sheni, shuyachal asakin miyad v'lo afrasha. You don't have to, right, at least you could do that without the ma'iser sheni element without having to rely on Brewer. Tosa said, no, mechal just means to gulp. Mechal means gulp it down. Just take a big drink. Mechal, you're being mechalel. Tosa does not like that pshat. Right, medium line in Tosas. Maschil, Rabbi Notam, the mechal kamo meal. Maybe you dilute it and start drinking. Either way, it just means you drink. So the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir holds that you drink right away. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Aser. Why do they Aser? Look over, the Gemara assumes, because I am, they assume, Ein Breira. And you can't use the future event to see the roots of it in the past. In other sugyas, in Masechta Sukkah, they say maybe this case is kind of different, because here you're worried that the bottle's going to break. The Gemara here doesn't bring any of those distinctions up. The Gemara here just assumes, at this stage, Machlokas Tanam about Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ein Breira. That's why we reject the Mishnah, because of Ayo. Because Ayo's version in the Brisa has a support here. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ein Breira. Two other Haris. Tosfos on top assumes that Kusim and Ame Haaretz are the same thing. So Tosfos is bothered. Why do you have to take off Truma Gadola? Ame Haaretz, we know, they're scared of Truma Gadola. Right? It's Misa B'dei Shemayim, if Yisrael eats Truma Gadola. So Tosfos assumes that for themselves. I'm sorry, I take it back. He doesn't assume that they're exactly equal, but he relates the Ami Ha'aretz sugya to ours. The answer is going to be that there's a little difference. So if Ami Ha'aretz are a nechshad, what about Kusim? That's his Havamina. Answer, Kusim, afilu Truma Gedola in Mafrishim. Kusim are worse. Kusim are Mafrish even Truma Gedola. Why? Because they don't worry about the Avera of Lifnei Iver. Themselves, they wouldn't eat Truma Gedola. But Lifnei Iver is not going to be, that's not what we can trust them in. First skinny line in Tosis, Avalim Karla Acherim, Lo Maasri, Delo Darshi Lifnei Iver, Lo Tite Michshol, Ela Kipashte. They only hold of Lifnei Iver literal. You're not allowed to put a rock in front of a blind person. That's how they understand. The Kusim take the Torah literally. No Torah Shebaalpeh, no interpretations of the Rabbanan. They don't hold of any drushes, they only hold of the Pshat. I think we mentioned in the past, whenever Lifnei Iver comes up, well, is the Pshat Asur Mishum Lifnei Iver? If I put a block in front of a block or a rock in front of a blind person, what Aveira do I get? I get an Aveira of being a really bad guy. I get an Aveira of Yatlo Recha Kamocha. I get an Aveira maybe of Losamad Al Dam Recha. Do I get the Aveira of Lifnei Iver Lositein Mechshol? So that is the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara. If you look at the Rambam, if you look in the Chinuch, they don't mention this case. Lifnei Iver and Rashi Ala Torah. What do they mention Lifnei Iver Lositein Mechshol? They mention the two elements of Lifnei Iver. Two types of Lifnei Iver. Number one, giving somebody bad advice. Right? I want to really buy that car, and I know you're interested in it, so I'm going to steer you away from it, so that I'll be able to buy the car. It's an Isser Daraisa. Lifnei Iver L'Sidei Michshol. Giving somebody bad advice, Stam. Lifnei Iver. Number one. Number two, the other aspect of Lifnei Iver is facilitating somebody doing an Aveira. That's also Lifnei Iver. So both of those are Lifnei Iver, mentioned by the Rambam, mentioned by the Chinuch. Neither of them mention you're not allowed to put a rock in front of a blind person. Is that not also Mishum Lifnei Iver? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Minchas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Beis in the Os Hey. Midivrei Rava Machaber V'chein Midivrei Rambam Nireh. The Pasuk Azad De Lifnei Iver Yotza Lagamrei Mipshuto. It's Mashma, they don't quote the Pashup Pshat. They don't even hold like the Kusim. Right? The Kusim only holds the Pshat, and we don't even think that's the Pshat, or we don't even hold like the Pshat. De Lo Im Nasan Michshol Mamish Even Lifnei Iver Eina Over. Because it doesn't say. Right, what does the chinuch say? The chinuch always says the pshat first. Lo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael lo aseislam eitzah ra'ah. That's the beginning. Bad advice. V'chein mimasha katzav she'ein bo maisa. He also says you don't get malchus because it ain't bo maisa. If I put a stone there, it's yish bo maisa. So imkein gamze b'chlal halav nami yish bo maisa. So therefore he says, I don't know why. Mikol makom lo yadati. Because I know it says in Maseches Yevamah Daf Chaf Dalet. The b'chol haTorah kula eina mikra yotzei midei pshuto. There's never an exception to the rule except for one. HaBachor asher teileid, the pasuk in Kiseitze. That's the only time the Gemara admits that the mikra is yotzei midei pshuto. You don't take the b'chor haya, right? It's talking about the older brother. It's not talking about the child. But other than that, we all like the pshat. V'lo yadati minolon dezeh mafurash eina b'chol alav. Minachas Chinuch leaves it b'tzarach iyan. We've answered in the past the klayakar. The Klayakar on the Pasuk says, I'll give you an answer. What does the Pasuk say? Lifnei Iver Lositin Mechshol, the continuation of the Pasuk, V'yareisam Elokecha Ani Hashem. What does that always mean? V'yareisam Elokecha Ani Hashem. Rashi quotes various times, if you think that nobody knows what you're doing is wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Ani Hashem. If you put a rock in front of a blind person, you don't need God to figure out that's wrong. Right? Any person who sees that would know that it's wrong. But the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're doing is wrong. So that is why the Mefarshim assumed that the pshat of the pasuk cannot be putting a rock down. Because then you don't need to be erased on the Elokech Ani Hashem. So that is why they assumed the jump to the bad advice or the facilitate somebody doing an Aveira. But this is Tosis. Tosis here says the Kusim only hold of the wrong Pasha pshat. Here it's not even the pshat according to what we assume. According to that Klei Yakar. It's not even the pshat, but that's what they hold, because that's what they think the pshat is. Either way, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds in this Braisa Ein Breira, that it doesn't work, and therefore we hold of Ayo against our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. Ula Amar, Lesa L'dayim Masisan. Ula said, no, I think We reject Ayah from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to beat out the Brisa. Ive Elahadiktani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. What about this last Brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow you to drink because of Ein Breira? Ula Zuze Zuzektani. Ula says, it's not one in three. What do we have in our Brisa? We have Rabbi Yehuda versus, Rabbi Meir versus the other three. No, Ula has two and two. He splits up the names differently. Div Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda, comma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrin. So he puts Rabbi Yehuda with their first shita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. You're allowed to drink the wine, and therefore our Mishnah could be good, and we reject the Brisa of Ayo. Period. Says the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Breira. Rabbi Yossi, though, is in the second group. So Rabbi Yossi holds of Ein Breira. You're not allowed to drink that wine before you're actually mafrish. What do you mean? V'atna, we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Kinim. Kinin. Rabbi Yossi Omer, says Rabbi Yossi, Shtenashim shelachu as kineim be'eruv. Two women have to bring sets of birds. Let's say two women meet each other in the labor room. They each had a baby, mazel tov. When they get out, you know what? Let's go together to the store. They probably... You know, as a Meheri Vana Beis HaMikdash, what they're going to have maybe by every hospital, right next to the gift shop, they're going to have bird shops. Because every woman who has a baby is going to have to buy a set of birds to bring for the Karban Yoledes. So they go together, you know what, let's go together. They buy a set of birds together, they buy four birds, right? Two, in there is a Chadas and an Ola for each woman, and they buy them together. Lachwas Kinem Be'erev. Oh, Shenasnu Kinem LaKohen. Or they just gave a whole amount to the Kohen. What does the Mishnah say? The Kohen can do whatever he wants to do. You figure it out. Each woman says, we each need a chatas and an ola for our carbon yoledes, last week's parsha. So you figure it out. So when they buy it, when they give it, nothing is mevurar. Nothing is clarified. And yet it works. When the Kohen eventually brings the karbanos, it turns out that it's allowed to be viewed as this is this woman's karban and this is this woman's karban. So you see from there, Rabbi Yossi holds of Yesh Breira. Again, according to Ramban, there's different choices possible. According to Rashi, maybe it's not in your authority anymore to decide. You can work it out for both definitions. So how does that work? Rabbi Yossi says you can't drink the wine. So Amar Rabba Hasam Kishehisnu. No, that's Tanai. What do you mean, what's Tanai? Kishahisnu Rashi, first white line. Kishahisnu Hanashim Beinayim. Shukomisha Yakov HaKohen Lishmo Yeshela. They made a condition. What does that mean? Sounds like it means you don't need anything to go in the past there. They made a condition right now. Whichever one he brings tomorrow will be my tomorrow. You don't need anything to be in the past right now. That's not Breira. It's just going out the future. Each woman says, yeah, do it for me. So if nothing's going backwards, then you don't need Breira. You can make a condition today for something that happens tomorrow. So Yachi Maila Meimer, then what's the Chiddush? It's just Tanai, as we know from elsewhere. So Kamash Volan Kid Rav Chizda. The Chiddush is Rav Chizda. Dama Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, we had this last back in Meseches Krisus a while ago. Ein Akinen Misparshos Ela Ibel Akichas Abaylim Ibasiyas Kohen. When are you allowed to label, to designate birds in a kan, in a group for a set of karbanos? You have two times. Either when they're bought or when they are sacrificed, when the avoda is done. So that's the chiddush. If the women did not decide when they bought the birds, whose is whose and what is what, then the next crucial moment in time for decision making is when the Kohen does it. Meaning if the women decide in the middle, before the Kohen started doing it, it's meaningless. And that is the answer for Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, in that case is different. There is a question in the Rishonim, again, a major question just to mention, and that is, what does it mean Ein Breira? When we say Ein Breira, what does that mean? Does that mean nothing happens? Let's say in the case of the drinking, of the Truma and it's Mafresh tomorrow, does that mean nothing happened? Ein Mavura Klau? Or does it mean something happens, but it's just not mevurar? If you look in the language of Rashi, in Meseches Chulin, where this sugya comes up, Rashi says, according to the opinions that say Usser, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, as we said before, and you cannot drink the wine, Rashi says, let me just find it, Osrin, Alma, Rabbi Yehuda, Les Librera, V'chayish, Shema Truma Shasa. Three words in Rashi. If we're not focused on it, we don't catch it. You can't drink it because maybe you're drinking truma. Maybe you're drinking truma. Maybe you're drinking tevel. What you did didn't work. So the Achronim pick up on this Rashi, Chulin Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, that Rashi seems to hold, according to the Man D'Amar, Ein Breira, something happened, but it's just not Mavurar. What you did worked. Truma and Meiser, Sheini and Meiser, it's all in there. But you don't know what is what. And every little bit might, you're not allowed to separate it into the past. You separated it. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? Ein Breira means nothing happened. You're eating Tevel. But they pick up on that Rashi, Shemet Shruma Shasa, you're eating Shruma. You're drinking Shruma. That is the Shita of Ein Breira. There are two Deyas in Tosas over here on Lama Zayin and Mabez, if anything happened or not. But either way, that's an important Ha'ara. Viter. Continuing, second line, the Akati, Savar, Rav Yossi, Ein Breira. One second, stills. Rav Yossi holds of Ein Breira, we have another Braisa. V'yatanya, Am Ha'aretz Sha'amar L'chaver. And Am Ha'aretz says to a chaver, Kachli aguda achas shel yarek, ogloska achas. Can you please go to the market for me and please buy me some vegetables? Buy me some vegetables, please. Do me a favor. The Am Ha'aretz says to the chaver. So the chaver goes and he buys himself some vegetables also. So what happens when he goes back to the Am Ha'aretz and gives him one of the bags of celery that he bought? What do we treat that as? Eino tzarech la'asa divrei Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says he does not have to take off meiser before he gives it back. The halacha would be, if the chaver is giving from his own produce to the Am Ha'aretz, he would have to be meiser from it, because that's l'favor. But if he's giving back the Am Ha'aretz's own vegetables, then he wouldn't have to be maaser. So Rav Yossi here says, Ein tzarech la'aser. Why? L'chor, because we assume right when he bought for himself and for the Am Ha'aretz, it was already muvurar. Right when he bought it, it was the Am Ha'aretz's. Right when he bought his own, it was his own. Meaning, yesh breira. The chachamim omrim tzarech la'aser. The chachamim say, no, you have to take off maaser. Because we treat it as if the chaver has it all. Any of these might be the chavers. Now you're giving some to the Am Ha'aretz, so you have to be maaser before you give it to an Am Ha'aretz. So, Kasha, you see from there, the Rav Yossi holds, yesh breira. Answer, eifach. Always the easy answer. Switch it. Switch it, we add the Masorah. Rav Yossi really holds that you have to take off maaser there. Another try, tashma. Ha'omer maaser sheyeshli bebesi. Mechulol al sela shetala biyadi menakis. I have maaser in my sersheni, in my house. So that kedusha of my sersheni should be chal and go on the first coin I take out of my pocket. I'm about to put my hand into my pocket. So the first one that comes out, mechula al sela shetala biyadi menakis. Rav Yossi omer mechulo. There Rav Yossi again says it works. You don't know which coin is going to be, and yet it works. Yesh breira. Eifach, switch it. The car says, well, we keep switching these. Ema, Rav Yossi, Omer Lochilal. Rav Yossi says, no, it does not work. Ask the Gemara, Umay Chazes Dafach Tarti Mikamichada. Why do we have one source earlier about being Misakein the Kri, the barrel of wine. Barrel of wine, not the Kri, the barrel of wine. That's hold, Rav Yossi there holds Ein Breira. We have these two other ones where he says Yesh Breira, and we switch these two. So ask the Gemara, why do you switch two instead of one? Eifachad Mikamichada. Why don't we just switch the earlier one to fit into these last two cases? Answer, Havada Ifchatanya. No, it has to be that these last cases, Rabbi Yossi holds Eina Mechula because of the next line of the Braisa. It's clear that the ratio was Eina Mechula, the Tani Seifa, because the next line said as follows. Umode Rabbi Yossi, Ba'omer, Meiser, Sheish Levitoch Besi, the Meiser in my house, Yehe Mechula Al Sela Chadasha, Shetala Biyadi Menakis, Shechilel. Rabbi Yossi says, the fruit in my house will be chal on the new coin. And we'll see in a minute, he only has one coin in his pocket like that. So that's mechulal. Meaning, the first case he has said is ain't a mechulal. That's what it has to be. Mita kamar haka shechilel mechlal dehazam lochilel. Must be the first version was lochilel. Good, just finishing up this section. Hai salach hadasha hechi dami. What does that mean, salach hadasha? Rabbi Yossi agrees that it works by a new coin. Idika tarti tlas diyesh brera haina kamaisa. If he has two or three of those types of coins in his pocket, that's brera. So what's the difference between the first and second case? El deleka elachad. They must be only has one case. One coin. He only has one coin in his pocket. My talis, what does it mean? Whichever goes up. What do you mean? Even if it's in his pocket before it comes up, it should work. Right? What do you mean before he takes it out? No, I did tani reisha tala, tana sevanami tala. You're right. Even while it's in his pocket, it works if he only has one coin. It just says tala because the reisha has to be a case where he took one out. So too, he uses that lashon here as well. Period. So that is why we say Rav Yossi at the end of the day holds Ein Breira, because we switched the other two cases. Weiter, and here we're going to get to some important chilukim. Amalei Rav Ala Rav Nachman, Manai Taima Dafilu Bidrabana Unless Lai Breira. Who rejects Breira totally? We'll see. Many the Gemara and many Rishonim make a distinction. Halacha Lamaisa, Daraisa Derabanan. But before we get there, Rav says to Rav Nachman, who is the opinion that rejects Breira totally, even by issues Derabanan? You're not allowed to see the roots of the future in the past. Who says that? The Tanya, the following Braisa. Amar lachamisha. Hareini ma'ariv al ezesh mikepcha erze. A person goes out and says to five people, you know what? I want to give one of you guys the option of going to the shir tomorrow. So I'm going to go set an erev tchum for one of you. I'll figure it out which one, whichever one I'm feeling at the time. Right? I'm going to set an erev for one of you. Ratzisi yelech, lo ratzisi lo yelech. The Braisa says, if I want to, right, go, yelech, he will go in the end. Lo ratzisi, lo yelech, he won't go. Ratza mi ba'od yom, so does it work? So if he did it beforehand, eruvo, if he expressed consent that he wanted to go before Shabbos, eruva erev, then it works. Mishech ashecha ein eruva erev. But afterwards, ein eruva erev. But what has to happen before Shabbos, according to this braisa? Ratza, he has to know about it, exactly who it's for, and express consent that he wants to go. Meaning, Breira doesn't work. Even though this is a Durabanan context, right? Erev Tchumen is Durabanan. You see, it doesn't work. He has to actually have full da'as beforehand. Ishik v'lamele v'lomidi. So, who is the author of this braisa? Answer of Rav to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, didn't answer him, so I'm not sure who the author is. V'lema loy tana debe ayo hu? Why didn't he tell him ayo? Like we had at the beginning of today's shiur. Aya rejects Breira in our Mishnah, right? Even by a Durabanan context. Lo Shamile, he never heard of Ayo. Never heard of Ayo. So Rav Nachman never heard of that Braisa. So Rav Nachman did not give any answer. Rav Yosef Amar, I don't know what's the big deal. Tanoi Shakalf Me Alma. You're trying to grab Tanoim from out there in the world? Tanoi, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. You have to come up with a name, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, the following braisa also says, "Hareini ma'ariv l'shabbosos shokol hashana." I'm going to make an erev today for all the shabbosos of the year. Ratzisi eilech, lo ratzisi lo eilech. And I'm going to decide if I want to go on Shabbos, I'll go. If not, I won't go. So does that work? It depends. You got to figure it out before each Shabbos. Ratzami bodyo meiruvo erev mishech hashecha. But what if it's too late? Rabbi Shimon Omer eiruvo erev. Even if it's Mishech HaShecha. Why? Yesh Breira. V'chacham Omer Ein Eruv HaEruv. So there it is. V'chachamim hold Ein Eruv HaEruv, even in a Drabanan context. Period. That is the opinion that rejects Breira even by Didim Drabanan. Ay v'ashamina l'Reb Shimon d'lesley Breira. So now we're getting back. But we have a Misora that Reb Shimon does not hold a Breira at all. So how in this Mishnah can he say Eruv HaEruv? He does hold a Breira. Kacha the Reb Shimon ad Reb Shimon. Ella Efech. Okay, switch it. So the Gemara now says, my Kasha, what's the problem? And this is a possibility, but then we'll talk a little more at length. Dilma ki leslei Reb Shimon Breira b'da'oraisa. Maybe Reb Shimon rejects Breira in da'oraisa contexts. Avo b'drabanan islay. But here by Tchumin, he does hold a Breira. Maybe there's a chiluk da'oraisa drabanan. Answer, Kasava Rav Yosef, no. Man de islay breira, lo shav bidaraisa, lo shav bidarabanan, islay. U man de leslay breira, lo shav bidaraisa, lo shav bidarabanan, leslay. Rav Yosef expressed the opinion that breira goes across the board, either totally accepted even by daraisas, or totally rejected even by darabanans. Period. There are many sugis of breira, as we've mentioned, and there are distinctions that the Gemara asks, and chilukim. What does Rav Shimon hold? What does Rav Yosef hold? Balei Tosfos in a few places, and other Rishonim, ask other kashas on Tanoim. Right, the Gemara asks a few, but there are other stiras in Tanaim, and there are other stiras in Gemaras, the Gemara Nedarim and Erevin. So there are other distinctions that are suggested. First of all, this chiluk of Darais and Darabanan, many Rishon and Paskin this way, that we hold a Breira by Darabanan, Bidarabanan Yesh Breira, and Bidaraisa Ein Breira. That is one chiluk that is made. There is a shayla even within that chiluk. Is that just because we're Machmir? What if it comes out to be a Kula if you say Yesh Breira? Would we say Yesh Breira of Daraisa then? If it's a Kula, That's not 100% clear. The Achronim discussed that. But Chiluk 1 within Breira, Lamaises, Daraisa, Darabanan. Chiluk number 2, Tosfos mentions right here, in the middle of the Maskil, Ella Me'ata. Tosfos mentioned maybe there's a Chiluk. The Gemara mentions it also. Tali Badas Atzmo, Tali Badas Acherim. Tali Badas Acherim, maybe we hold there Yesh Breira. Tali Badas Atzmo, if it's Badas Atzmi, meaning it's in my control to do something, and I choose not to do it right now, until later, that's a chisaron. And therefore, maybe we would hold Ein Breira there. Tali Badas Atzmo versus Tali Badas Acherim. Maybe a chiluk between something that it's Vadai will become Mevurar, versus something that might not ever become Mevurar. That's also a chiluk. Maybe it'll never become Mevurar. Right, there are cases of Yerusha, where they split up a Yerusha. And maybe they'll never split it up. Maybe they'll just stay partners. Versus Vadai, something will be Misbarer. That's another chiluk. So there are many, these are three or four chilukim that are made halacha lamaisa in terms of Breira. There's a fascinating question. You know there's an answer to this question, but it's a great question. Whenever Breira comes up, we try to mention this. Tosfos in Temura and Daf Lamed. Tosfos there ask, Lamed Amar Aleph, whenever you have a tarovis, let's say you have a frank, an usser, right, a treif hot dog, that got fell into 100 hot dogs, right? So it's batel barov, batel b'shishim. What if it wasn't enough? There wasn't enough to usser. So they have a tarovis of isser. Why can't you say, take one item out and say, oh, this is the dvar isser, breira. According to the Mandabar, Yesh Breira, why do you ever have a Ta'arovah Shal Isser? Yesh L'tamua, Tahach HaMash Badim Isser Mu'ura Behater Bat Notel HaIsser V'somchan Al Breira Lo Mar Shezeu Isser Shenis Talek. Why, in other cases, you don't say that? V'yem Kein, V'kol Isser HaMu'ura Behater Nismach HaBreira V'nishkol Kishir HaIsser V'idach Lishteru. Answers tells us no. When do you say Breira? It's an obvious answer, but it has to be formulated. When do you say Breira? When something is not Mivurar at point one, it becomes Mivurar at point two, and we want to put the effects of point two back to point one. But if something already is Mivurar at point one, and then it gets mixed up at point two, you're trying to tell me at point three is it going to become Mivurar again based on your own actions? No. Here you already had something that was usur, that got mixed in. You can't choose anything out and say, ah, breira. Va'omer mori, klal gadol bedin zed, devade, kol davar shuvar ho isur mitchila, v'yachar gachnis arev beheter, lo samchinina breira. Kivan shetaru vaso, haya be'isur. Aval hani taru vason beheter. Kia isur lo haymavura kodem taru vaso. Ulachar atarovas, no leto isur. Only if the Isser was Nolad, Betocha Tarovis, it wasn't Asr before it fell in, so then you could say Breira. That was the context of the Gemara in Meseches Temura. Again, so this is an important discussion of Sugiyas of Breira. Again, we mentioned Asmachta is a totally different, not a totally different idea, but it's not discussed in the same Sugiyas as Tanai and Breira. Tanai and Breira are put together by the Gemara and by the Rishonim, but the Gemara, the topic that you have to put together with that is Asmachta, which again is mostly in a momentous context. If I commit to something based on a future event, so that's Asmachta. We pass an Asmachta Lokanya. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, right, and that's the issues of why pigeon racers, the Mishnah says, are pasul aedus, at least on a drabbana level, because even though they're going to give me the money willingly. So how could you say, that's stealing? It's Gezel Durabanan. Yados has a very high standard for Gezel. If I could estimate that deep, deep down, somebody does not want to give me, even if they're giving it to me, right, that's Gezel. Ribbis too. Ribbis are giving me willingly, right? Any of these cases. But that is the issues of Asmachta, which are also related to this sugya. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll get to Rava, who gives another answer, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow for Rav Yossi and for Rav Shimon. And we'll get into other issues of Breira and getting into the next sugya as well. Okay? Stop.